USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
One is dead and 18 are injured after a rocket strike in the northeastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. The provincial governor on his Telegram account said that Russian forces hit one of the central districts again early Saturday. He noted that rescuers were working hard to limit the fatalities and consequences from the strike. The Kremlin's foreign ministry has banned British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other senior British politicians from entering Russia. It says it's in response to what it called the UK's unprecedented hostile actions over its invasion of Ukraine. Russian officials have placed similar bans on U.S., Canadian, and European leaders. A South Carolina prisoner has opted for a firing squad when he is put to death later this month. 57-year-old Richard Bernard Moore is the first prisoner in the state to face the choice of execution methods after a law that went into effect last year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
After 2 months of decline, COVID-19 cases are on the rise in some states. Experts are concerned that the coming wave caused by the BA2 variant will cause hospitalizations to rise in the coming weeks and that the wave will be bigger than it looks. The BA2 variant is about 30% more contagious. 5 people will split the $50,000 reward for tipping authorities off to the subway shooting suspect in Brooklyn, New York. Information from the individuals led to Frank R. James, who was arrested about 30 hours after the attack. The 62-year-old is being held without bail at a Brooklyn detention center. New York Mayor Eric Adams honoring the MTA workers Friday who aided the victims after the shooting.
You risk real danger to save the lives of everyday New Yorkers. When bullets were flying, 33 to be exact, you stayed calm, stayed focused, and you saved lives.
Miraculously, no one was killed, but 10 people were shot and 19 others were injured in the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The day that the tax man cometh is drawing near.
In the United States, Tax Day is the day on which individual income tax returns are due to be submitted to the federal government. Since 1955, Tax Day has typically fallen on or just after April 15th. Tax Day was first introduced in 1913 when the 16th Amendment was ratified. This year, Tax Day is Monday, April 18th. If you need to file an extension for October 15th, do so at the IRS.gov website before the end of Monday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The reason for Tax Day being on April 18th is due to it being Emancipation Day in the District of Columbia on Friday. The former president is once again weighing in on a key Senate race. USA Radio's Dan Araki is in the Buckeye State.
Former President Donald Trump has made his endorsement in a hotly contested Senate race in Ohio. Trump announced Friday that he would be throwing his support behind author J.D. Vance in the race to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman. In a statement, Trump said that he believes Vance is the Republicans' best chance for victory in what could be a very tough race. Vance faces a field in the May 3rd primary that includes former state Republican Chair Jane Timken and former state Treasurer Josh Mandel.
Dan Araki in Ohio. Some employees at Verizon stores in Washington State voted to unionize Friday. The stores in Everett and Linwood, north of Seattle, are the first unionized Verizon stores outside of New York City. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.